listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it like? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Very carefully.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
My mission is to go. All right. Yes. this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And yes. I'm joined by my co-host Luca Mino.
How you doing?
There, rubbing on the mic. Ah, caught you again.
Running to get that mute button. No, please don't get up. Sit down. Everybody's stuck. No, sit down. Sit down, everybody.
It is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. You know what? I've been on the air, you know, jeez, what did I do yesterday? 10 hours on the air? My show, subbing in for someone else's show, being a guest on other people's shows. I had like 10 hours on the air. I had business calls, business meetings, and you know what? I'm still here tonight. I feel like Running Man. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie Running Man? Yeah. But you know what? I got somebody here on the air with me who is like... Okay, well, let me put it this way. I've trained a few hosts over the years. I've trained some media personalities over the years. And...
Screw your freedom.
You're so late with that one, Mike. yeah, Dad! Are you fighting for your survival? Screw your freedoms! Okay, anyways. I've got on the mic here with me. You know, somebody helping me out here. I've trained people in the years, and I've mentored people in the years, but, you know... Luca's one of these people who intuitively know things and know how things go. I mean, he's even given pointers to Mike over the breaks, which I love. But I'm gonna have to give the lead to the show to Luca tonight. Because I've got to catch my second win here, and Luca is far more energetic tonight and has some things he wants to tackle. So, you know what? Let's do the show.
He say you brain runner.
No, I just wanted to, how do you call it? I'd like to, I can't believe you said that. I'm speechless because of you saying that, you know, intuitively speaking, I can't believe you said that, because either before or close to the end of the show, I wanted to talk to you about being what I call being an empath, and how confusing it is, how difficult it is, and how blessing it is. What a blessing it is. It's a curse as well. But knowing how V is, I'm sure he wanted to know some of the news. And I got some pretty amazing stuff from Border News to transgender stuff, and sprinkled a little Paul Harvey on there. I just want to start with the border, because this is priceless stuff. I mean, a six-year-old will look at his parents and go, why is the government leaving the border open, right? They can figure it out. Now we have Biden, who seems to want to cater to the illegal immigrants, right? Having them come right in, as we know, no mask, no test, no shot, and even flying them and busing them around wherever they want, right? Now the level of treason has gone up. DHS giving cell phones to illegal border crossers, straight from the White House. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something about those cell phones.
Well, this is what I mean. I love it when you're going to interject on what I'm going to. You're not taking a break tonight, buddy boy. You're right in the seat with me.
Well, I had one of those government phones.
Mm.
Let me tell you, I tried doing an interview on one of those phones. Not only did the interview did not record. I don't know how to app to do that. I went to the phone to look at the certificates. Now, there are certificates in your software, Android, whatever. You've got a browser. If you have, if you want to get any information across the World Wide Web, you're going to have certificates from different countries, different governments. Now, on this old, this government phone, which what they called Obama phones at the time, I had, it had a total of like 19 different DOD certificates, which is not common. You're not going to find these on any other kind of phones. And the second time I tried to do an interview, there were two laser pitted holes in the screen that stopped the screen from working. Those DOD trackers were for drones and satellite. Well, obviously satellite, but some of those were for drones. And if those drones get a line of sight of your phone and they don't want you having that phone, they will pinprick it. And that's what happened to my phone. Mm. So I just want to throw that in there. Go ahead.
No, that's amazing. It's going to be fun because we love feeding on each other. And I want to go back to the compliment you gave me also about being intuitive and being ready and stuff. Ever since you told me I was going to be your co-host, the guy doesn't ask, right? He tells me I'm going to be his co-host. Ever since then, I've been, working, mad, trying to find, remember that stuff that I really liked before? Where did I put that? And I've been like on the go all the time. Just to show people, because this is what I want to do. I don't know much more than the average Joe Blow, right? So I'm bringing stuff in. I'm offering it to you guys. And if it doesn't...
know more than the average Joe Blow. Don't sell yourself short.
Okay, well, let's go a little deeper into the border thing, okay? Who's going to profit? Okay, just remember that as the headline. Who's going to profit about the borders being open? Okay, we got fentanyl coming... Made in China, you got human smuggling, you got crime surges going up, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. The real hypocrisy is letting over 2 million, a lot more than 2 million right now, illegal immigrants entry into the country, right? No mask, no test, no shot. And that alone tells you right there that it's this whole COVID thing is BS, because they're going to be setting up another lockdown. I have a funny feeling. But also, the ending of the restrictions, Title 42, at the end of May. That's like ringing the dinner bell, right? They're doing it on purpose. So now, this is classic. I was kind of hoping that there were going to be certain states, like maybe Texas or maybe Florida, that would do something about it. So now Biden's not going to the border, okay? So the Texans the states of Texas and Florida, Abbott and DeSantis are going to bring the border to him. So they're going to, the ones that they're dropping off in Florida and in Texas, they're just going to bus them to Delaware. You know, population. I'm serious.
This is
headline, right? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he will bus illegal immigrants dumped in Florida to Biden's home state of Delaware. There you go. Way to go.
I love it.
Because they're just letting them in. I mean, there's talk about Abbott wanting Texas to finish that part of the border wall themselves. But anyway, up to now, there's 157 different nationalities that have been spotted and that have been trying to get into the border, right? Again, well over 2 million illegals at the southern border since Biden came to power. And he stopped everything, and as we know, he reversed everything, and now he's trying to say that it's because of the previous administration and everything he had to clean up that he's doing what he's doing. But I checked out...
How could it be because of the previous administration? Trump tried to shut down the borders.
They're lying through their teeth anyway. You know, Psaki was caught lying today about something else. I'm going to be interested to see how she gets out of that one. But they're putting Americans deliberately at risk because they want to destroy America. That's all this is. And everything's going in sync with it. Not a single Democrat was there to hear the border officials testify at the crisis at the border, the hearing they had. Not one. There's a picture of the empty chairs. So, you know, it's like one thing after the other. You know, I mean, they have to play it like a script. And things are going to get worse. Things are going to intensify. The war against the people that remain strong, like you-know-who, you know, and we tell the truth. And it's like in the face of flagrant lies and corruption and the deep state agenda. And the more we're going to resist, the more they're going to clamp down. I think it was yesterday that we talked about Saskatchewan that had to stop the rollout of digital ID systems after the public went berserk on them. And Arizona is the first state to embrace digital driver's licenses on iPhones. But I got a triple whammer, a triple whammy, I think they say in English, on Disney. This is kind of amazing. Disney gets bad news from parents. It's time to void your household of all things Disney, right? And then next thing you hear, Disney employees and former judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting. Oops. And now families are bailing on Disney parks, on films, merchandise, on the company's insanely woke counterculture push that seems steeped in pedophilia. So, you know, everybody's going to tell on themselves. That's what's going to happen. The world's going to fall apart, and the actors are going to have their mask fall off. It's going to be very obvious.
Can we talk about how each and every one of these instances line up with the protocols of the Elders of Zion?
Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing. We're getting ready to talk to you about the protocols of Zion, and what I'm doing is I'm showing you the different parts of it, and we have a Paul Harvey clip that's going to nail everything together. It's going to put the nail right. It's going to nail the top of the coffin on it. You know what I mean? It's Paul Harvey's going to give us a warning from 1969 or 1965. Anyway, it was the 60s. 69, yes. And he, you know, he nails it like not very many people that I know. And this coupled with the news that we're talking about, it's like, oh yeah, people are going to be going, yep, yep, yep. You know, all of a sudden, look at this. Nothing to see here, folks. 15 fully vaccinated players, tennis players, unable to finish the Open. Unable to finish the tournament. I like them apples. That's, you know, and with all the people that died or keeled over or the young, healthy athletes that just, you know, die from one day to the next. People are sick and tired of well, people like me are kind of sick and tired of the drama of Biden's son's laptop. But I got a good one for you concerning the laptop here. I don't think people have heard this yet, or maybe I'm just not fast enough. But this is, I had to share this one. Whistleblower who handed Hunter's abandoned laptop to Congressman and DailyMail.com reveals he has 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos, and he's fled to Switzerland because he's fearing retaliation from the White House.
All that child porn, all that.
Whatever it is, you know, it's like you can't. There's no such thing as a perfect crime. My grandmother was right. She kept telling me, you know, if you do something wrong, you're going to get caught because you're going to leave traces.
I don't believe he even deleted it. I think because of the people who got a hold of it, they deleted it.
See, this is the drama that I'm just not into. That's
Hunter Biden is not smart enough. He's not caring enough to be the kind of person who would delete it. If you're going to get, how many gigs?
450.
If you go through 450 gigs, you go through the time to collect and archive. You are grabbing something that you plan on keeping and even backing up. I know I've got books upon books and documentaries upon documentaries, stuff that that fills up hard drives, and I've duplicated those hard drives to make sure I don't miss them. When you have 450 gigs worth of something, you plan on keeping it. So the fact that it's in the hands of authorities now and is deleted, it says a lot.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to share that. And like I'm saying it's a new saying that I have. Thanks to V, it's thanks to everybody listening, and thanks for having me on the show. I just thought of a really good way to explain what Learn to Unlearn is and what we're offering. That this is not us saying, and I can speak for V, it's not us saying, hey, we got the truth, listen to us and nobody else, we got it, right? No. What we're saying is that, hey, this resonates with us, why don't you help us find out if it's true or not? You know, we can dissect this together. This is what Learn to Unlearn, that's what I want it to be anyway. There's no ego at all in it. And it's like, if we don't know something, we'll be the first ones to say we don't know. But coming up...
The whole point, and really for me, it's look deeper. There's people can't see the roots for the tree. Dig deeper. Deeper. There's a reason for everything. People take everything for at face value. What is the reason for this? What is the reason for that?
Yeah. See, and the American Indian, the elder that's sitting in the corner with his arms crossed that doesn't talk, he's always the one that's going to say, who started the trouble? You know? So that doesn't take you like yesterday. That takes you like, whoa, who started the trouble? You have to go way back. And you find out who started the trouble. That's it. You know, it doesn't take many words to speak the truth, right? Well, today it might, because everybody's lying. But Paul Harvey is going to give us a warning, and this is pretty much a warning of what we're going to talk about next, which is the transgender nonsense that's going on, if you want to hear it from me. And I think V's going to be agreeing with me. If not, it's going to be cool. It's going to be a hot discussion, but... Paul Harvey in this clip coming up, if our producer can be nice enough to get it ready. This was a warning that he gave in 1969, saying to people like, hey, you know, if I was the devil, what would I do?
I got it.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, that
okay, quote. Yes, so that quote. Since the devil is at work every single day, keeping us doing this every single day, okay, I wanted people to think about that and put it into context about what's going on today. What would you do if you were the devil, right? And I'll see you guys on the other side.
Here we go.
We're the devil. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions, just let those run wild, until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Okay, so he basically summed up the Protocols of Zion in 3 minutes. He'd take one thing and he'd turn it into another. He'd take this and he'd turn it into that. The devil looks at something good and goes, nope, I'm not contributing. The government's not making money on us because we're healthy. So they're going, nope, we're not going to make them healthy. We're going to make them sick from this stuff that we have to get rid of. And, you know, so there's one. He wants to subvert the churches first. My instinct told me, oh, that's what they did with the Indians. Remember? They come to an area with Indians. No, they got to get the Indians, kill as many as you can, take the rest of the kids, throw them in the church and government-run residential schools. It's line by line. We could probably do a show on each one of those lines. It's, you know, that's why I wanted Paul Harvey to do that intro for us, because, no, thank you, Paul, because it's one of those things that it's really hard to talk about. When I started talking about transgenderism and I started saying, you know, if you're confused about your sex, look between your legs, you know, like my black bass player used to say, fool, you know, if you're confused right. about your sex, look between your legs, fool. And I posted that and I had a lady come back and said, you know, if you were within reach, I probably would have smacked you from here. And she started mm-hmm. telling me how, you know, her daughter is suffering from this and that. And it's like, you know, you can't talk to people anymore. You can't tell them what is natural.
Her daughter is suffering from this and that because she's failed as a parent.
Oops. Can't tell okay. her that. Most parents will use their kids. I'm sorry.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, that was good too, because most parents will use their kids as weapons. That's what they do. I'm sorry. Okay.
And they use their children as their own
scapegoat,
source of deficiencies. Yeah, there you go, scapegoats. And so they're deficient. So any deficiencies that their children have justifies them being deficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. That that's another 2 hours, right? After the break, we can get into the heavier part, which is the transgender thing that I'm going to have a hard time reading, because it's something that I put together from different clips from different journalists and, you know, different articles that, you know, that resonated with me, and I made a writing on it, and it sounds good to me, and it's something that I really want to share, because this is what's happening. Why are they, you know, people are asking, or most people aren't even asking, but the people that are awake are going, why are they attacking the children? And this is what we're going to talk about. So it's up to you if you want to take the break first.
Yeah, let's take a break. Break first. I'm just trying to. I'm going to tell you. I wanted to keep this a bit of a surprise for you, but I can't. I can't keep secrets.
No.
Something I'm doing right now, I'm literally in the process of doing, even as we're talking the show, I'm creating a audio book, at least an audio file, for the protocols for the Elders of Zion, because one does not exist.
Mm.
And I'm going to put it someplace where it is downloadable.
And you hope that they find it in 200 years under a rock somewhere.
yeah, something like that. So I found this wonderful program that it's wonderful. It's text-to-speech. And used it. Yeah. And so it will be something that people can access, and I hope people access it. Because, like myself, I have to have my hands busy. I'm so autistic, whatever. I've got to have my hands busy in order to be able to think most of the time. If people would be mad if they knew I was video gaming during the show.
Like me, yeah.
I'm pretty mad. He's just playing.
No,
games.
I can't multitask. I'm not a woman. I can't multitask.
I have to multitask.
The only thing I'm doing, I have four word perfect things open about protocols right now, and I have a newsflash open. So that's multitasking for me, getting stuff ready, because you have so much written down. And you're just praying for the rest. That's what the Native American does. It's just, you know, you just let it go and let go and let God, like they say.
Well, I literally, the way I used to listen, I mean, the way I used to learn back in the day, I had Minecraft open and I'm listening to shows nonstop. Alan Watts, Art Bell. I'm listening to shows 10 hours out of the day for years. And so while I'm doing something else, otherwise I can't focus. I have to play 3D chess, or there's no chess at all.
what I love about the show, and we're gonna break with this, start the music. What I love about this show with you is that we bounce off each other. So I know what we're talking about, and I know where you're going pretty much, so we can, you know, always bounce off each other and always be ready. If you do your homework, you're worth something, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, that's neatly said. I like that. Let's go to commercial break, guys, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
Yes, right. Right now, combined power level, we're well over 9,000 tonight. Oh, man. I'm loving it. And, you know, Lucan and I, talking through the commercial break, I think he's giving me second life here, second wind.
Got it.
All right. Please. You know what? I'm going to step out of the way. Spit it, brother.
No. You were saying?
No. That's really all I have to say. You gave me a second life. I'm ready to tackle anything you want to talk about.
Well, there we go. Word experienced an error trying to open the file. Don't you love it? Okay. I'm just glad I know it by heart. We're talking about news right now, and we're trying to segue ourselves and set us up to talk about the transgender issue. And on the break, I just happened to mention Bayer to V, and this guy was a whistleblower. His name was Moshe, M-O-S-H-E.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on tonight.
Hello. And, oh, I actually thought that was a caller. Jeez, he's got me going.
Yeah,
and
keep.
It's under a file of mine that I can't get to, of course. Right now it's called the Bayer Criminal Culture. And yes. Apparently Bayer had tainted one of their products with the HIV strain, and they couldn't sell it in the States because it was illegal. So they dumped it off, as they call it, in Spain, in Japan, and, you know, I think other places in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. And you look a little bit further down in the article, and it says from the labs in Ukraine that they produced it in. It just so happens. And, you know, this is an old article. I don't remember the year.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ukraine is the place you want to be if you're a despot. The mafia, the Ukrainian mafia ran Ukraine, not the Ukrainian government. Okay. I'm getting so much word from my contacts in the UK that they've all fled to the UK at this point. But if you want to traffic children, Ukraine's the place to be. If you want to sell drugs, Ukraine's the place to be. If you want to do anything, I'm telling you, East Chicago is has nothing on Ukraine. In fact, it's of the European companies. Countries. They may not be a part of the EU, but if you want. I believe that's the sole reason they're not a part of the EU, because of the liberties that they are given in this and the state, this liquid border state between,
you know, and this
civilized
is all,
nations.
This is all tied up with the NIH, with Fauci, with Gates, with Soros, criminals, with the Biden family. They're calling it the Biden crime family now. You know. And it's all hooked up, you know, through Hunter Biden and the laptop, and it's all, you know, it's the
state of the Khazarian Jew.
So this is where I kind of stop, because this is not my rabbit hole. So,
let me just say very quickly. I'll let you continue. This is the state. This is the heart of the Khazarian Empire when it existed. This is the Khazarian Jew. I'm just going to say that as not as a racial or religious thing. This is just a simple geological fact. Yeah. At this point, I think Putin's saying enough is enough, and the United States needs that horror on the corner. And people understand. Oh, this is a civilized nation. We should be fighting for this nation. No, this is the back door in which the United States can and other nations can do their dirt.
I'm trying to find
out
how
Putin is sick of it.
I'm trying to find out how Switzerland is implicated, but that'll be for another show. But okay, so we're getting back to the news and the transgender agenda, which is really important because that's one of the biggest. If people understand the sexual aspect that they're trying to pervert and that they're having fun with, prostituting, pardon the pun, that's, you can see that in the Protocols of Zion. That's kind of the foundation for everything, because there's such perverts and they're such trash, if you want to call it. I don't have a word for it because it doesn't seem human to me, but you know, it's not money, it's children to them, okay? Mm-hmm. The transgender agenda is rotting America from the inside out. Never before has anybody seen such a push to capture the hearts, the minds, and the souls of our children. And there's Biden. Biden administration a few days ago endorses transgender youth sex change operations, top surgery, you know, hormone therapy. It's like, you know, this is what they want to do. They really want to confuse the sexes. And what is one of the biggest protocols? There it is. From Supreme Court nominees, Freemason right? Freemason court, right? That support soft sentences for defendants who rape babies, to the abortion lobby, who wantonly kill babies up to the time of birth, and now in some cases are to legalize the death of newborns up to 28 days old. And wait till you find out about that. That's a whole different rabbit hole, because they need the organs, they need the children alive, just like they need the animals alive, right? It's mm-hmm. one of those rabbit holes that I can't even go down right now. In schools, their children are being shown pornography and subjected, I love that word, subjected to hearing about their gay teacher's latest adventures on the pride scene. And then they're introduced to the idea, they're introduced to the idea that they can change their sex if they want to. We all know where that's going. You just heard the president talk about it. And in some cases, said one senator, okay, and I'm paraphrasing, he said it so well. He said they're introducing young children to ideas like critical race theory that are taught at college level, but they're also teaching children about transgenderism, being a drag queen, and being shown explicit sexual positions live in class, when, you know, at an age when they don't even know what sex is about yet. So, you know, and then they're told that they may have to change their sex altogether. Okay. What do we have today? I'm just going to finish with this. This is what we have today, people. A teacher says 20 out of 32 fourth grade students have come out of their class as LGBTQIA. 20 out of 32 fourth graders. Oh, no, we think of ourselves, we identify as whatever. That's because they're so impressionable. This is where we're going, right? And then the kids will be arguing with you. Oh, come on, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're saying, you know. You know, so they're already fighting with their parents about Black Lives Matter when they come back home, after being taught that their parents are bad. You know, it's all about breaking the family up, because that's what the government wants to do anyway. End the family unit. You know, they just have to do it slowly, because it's way too obvious already, but they have to speed it up. I'm sorry, I cut you off twice, V?
No. I was cutting you off. I wanted to say was, Luca, you have perfectly surmised everything that I have tried to say over the past year, maybe 2 years, and about maybe 2 minutes.
Well, we'll do it every night if you want. I don't care.
Perfectly.
We'll do it every night. Wait till I get what this is only the beginning of it. It gets better.
I want to add this. I know there's this whole sexual perversion, and that is one of these protocols of the Elders of Zion.
That's what's running the Elders. That is the gas in the engine. It really is. The younger the children, the better. And then you got adrenochrome in there. That, you know, it's all hooked up together. They're all branches out of the same tree.
If I may add my personal opinion, along with being devil's advocate for a minute, I don't believe that there are too many people on the planet. Again, our science, the science that we have, the science that gets put out in these magazines and nobody wants to read them, nobody wants to, you know, these rich people will, hey, they'll say, you shut up, we'll give you some money, come work in our labs, just shut up, work for us. And they'll covet a lot of this technology, this technological news. From what I understand, you know, we can sustain 200 billion people on this planet, no problem, with the technology that's available to us. Now, there's too much money in actually keeping this technology from us. And the idea is that there's not too many people on the planet, but if you think in terms of control, if you think in terms of
I need my riches. I need to be a glutton. I need to enjoy everything in the world that I want to enjoy. I'm going to do it privately. Yeah, there's too many people on the planet.
You know where you're going?
But
the natives even said that. There's the Earth can support everybody on the planet as far as what everybody needs. And it the only thing is that it can't support what the ego and what greed needs.
But I do at some point conceive that it would be possible that there are too many people to actually I'm switching over to Devil's Advocate right now. I would possibly conceive that there are too many people to be able to enjoy the level of amenities that we have today and beyond that. If we become to the level where everything around us is to our liking, you know, we have robots doing this and that, there's literally not going to be enough space for all of us. At some point in the distant 300, 400, 500,000 years. So if they are nipping it in the bud by having all the sexual deviancy, all I'm saying is it is the lesser of the evils. Instead of just choosing this country for genocide, introducing toxins and doing all this stuff to get rid of the population of this continent, that and just having such evils, at least we have something viable to curb the population. I've spoken to many gay people, and it's like, kids, why? You know, I love my life, and I love and respect those people. I do believe that there's a certain level of Darwinism. You know, there are those strong, dominant people who are going to have children no matter what, or just the very uneducated, impulsive people who are going to have children. Those are two separate categories that the elites cannot distinguish between. But even in Mother Nature, you have, whenever a population gets too big, homosexuality pops up naturally. And so I'm not against homosexuality. I'm for homosexuality. If that's what you want, if that's what you like, that's fine. I believe that's a natural. That's Mother Nature's way of saying, you know what? It's sort of like Logan's Run. Live life however you want, but die at a certain age. Don't produce.
You're reminding me of what we talked about last night, and I didn't even get into it that much.
Mm-hmm.
That meme that I got in trouble with. Educate mm-hmm. the innocent and terminate the incorrigible. Because mm-hmm. that's what Mother Nature does. That's what you're talking about. Natural selection is what it is.
Natural, you know,
the
selection.
The wolves will always be in the back of the pack, waiting for the younger ones or the weaker ones or the diseased ones to pick them off. That's the way it works. That's how life protects itself. And we've been violating so many laws of nature that it's, you know, when karma comes around, let me tell you, if people aren't spiritual, there's not going to be any hope for them, period. So, not where we're going.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I love my gay friends. If as a young teen, if it weren't for my gay friends, I'm going to probably use a term that's probably not politically correct, but there are a lot of what they call fag hags, that, you know, girls that love to hang around gay men, but know they weren't going to get a piece. So, but if you hung around those guys, you were sure to pick up a girl or two. And a couple of my best friends were really gay. I love them to death. If it weren't for them, I would have never gotten as much attention from the ladies.
My best friend, bass player, was gay too, and we never had a problem because he never made an issue with me because he knew I wasn't, and that was that.
I don't even care with that. I mean, some of my gay friends hit on me. I felt flattered. I'm homophobic. I don't see how anybody how can you be homophobic? You've got another extra person telling you that you're good looking.
And if we have to talk about this stuff every night, I will. If we have to talk about this every night to drill it in, because you know it's up to the it's come to the point where we want. You know, we're not asking people to challenge us, but we're looking forward to callers asking, you know, telling us what you think.
Yeah.
California. Yeah. Okay. This is exactly what we're talking about. I'm going to continue my little rant here. We're not going to have enough time. California is set to give free income to people who identify or see themselves as trans residents. Free income to trans residents, okay? Nothing like trying to entice or encourage you to go tranny, eh? You know, mm-hmm. Especially if you're young and impressionable. It's freaking absolutely disgusting. I can't believe it, you know?
Let me continue playing devil's advocate. Now, I can tell you, and there are guys out there, MGTOW, men going their own way. There's the incels, guys who can't get laid, and things like that. I kind of think, you know, all the wars, I don't care what anybody says, men are not dominating the planet because they just want to dominate the planet. Men want to dominate the planet because they want to stick their phallus into something. And do it without question. And when you're going for that, listen. If I could live in a cardboard box and get the hottest girl on the block, I would do it. But it doesn't work that way. You got to be a provider. You got to be a conqueror, hunter.
This is about children, though.
That gets you the hot girl.
We're talking children. We're not talking adults anymore.
Oh well I'm not talking.
What I mean?
Children. To indoctrinate the society, you got to get them young. So that's why you're saying children, right?
Well, this is what this article is about. Because one thing, according to the article, one thing that should always have remained intact is our protection of our children in all stages. And that's not happening. Just like the border, we should be protecting the border. That's not happening. Why isn't it happening? Duh. It's like, you know, within the first week that Miss Harris wouldn't go to the border, and she laughs about it afterwards, within the first week that she didn't go, it's like, hello, there's your problem. You know, there it is. Israel's implanting the deep state again. This is what it's all about. So there's a lot of brainwashing, a lot of dumbing down. And a lot of grooming going on since everything has ramped up at speed to get to this agenda of theirs. And even Disney has exposed themselves as nothing more than a bunch of shady creeps. We spoke of that last night, about the sting operation. I just mentioned it earlier. Check this out. The will to corrupt children runs a lot deeper than wigs, dresses, and high heels with makeup.
See, I don't agree with that. I believe if you are an adult, you should be able to make your own decisions. Even with my generation, it slowly became something like, oh, it's okay to experiment. It's okay to, you know, which, you know, you hear about girl-on-girl action, which was hot. But and then you hear about your homeboys that did something, and you're like, okay, that's weird. But it became more and more accepted. Oh, you're teens. That's what you're supposed to explore. Which I think, you know, that's maybe that's fine. But as far as the government or any kind of institutions influence, how's it any different than alcohol or tobacco? 18 and above, people.
Let me get through this, though, because this is the best part of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
The will to corrupt children runs a lot deeper than wigs, dresses, high heels, and makeup. For those those people who are pushing this are serving the satanic agenda to pervert nature and twist it away from the Christian foundations of the Western world. I couldn't have said it better myself. To pervert nature, which is matriarchy.
It is. Yes.
So yes. Patriarchy tries to twist and pervert matriarchy, to twist it away from the Christian foundations of the Western world. Okay, fine. Well, it was Native American for 10,000 years, but, you know, that's fine. And then it says, troubled, broken adults are easier to control. That's why they're coming after our children. If they can corrupt the youth, they'll be easy picking for the carnage when the time comes. And this is how you start a war without firing a shot. And now she finishes. She says, now more than ever, it's time to reject this woke rhetoric. Your children and your grandchildren are relying on their families to shield them and keep them safe. And this is what V and I are doing.
All right. You know what, guys? We got to go. We need a break. We got to regroup timing here. So enjoy a little bit of music, and we'll be right back.
If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your...
Show your brothers how you not a gorilla. Smooth talking, fully automatic weapon, Casilla. Take Spiller, break pillars, hit him with the Godzilla. Filthy stinking, standing on solid ground and still be sinking. Submerging in the parks, we still be linking. Bluff beef when it starts, but up your thinking. It's not a mirage, I'm in a motherfucking tractor from out the garage. With a hip to the duck, but it's hard to dodge. In the back of that spine, where my dance is live. Lord flipping straight up, ripping apart your squad. Execution the style, the cuts and blends. Like a syringe, banging you with each of your limbs. See me coming through your party hard, without no bodyguard. Smoking something, stomping on each of your Tims. I'm the B to the L, the A to C king. And when it come to planning the thought, the key king.
Forces and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.